I asked Mary to turn the light off and she didn't want to do it. And Ross said, I don't see any reason why she has to do it. What's up, Mark?
I have a story about Mark and Ross and Daddy and Mark and Ross. I have a story of Mark and Ross and your daddy and your mommy and a good guy ghost.
A good ghost?
And a bad guy ghost.
Okay, first you tell me about the zoo and then I'll tell the story. First you tell me about the zoo.
I saw everybody except monkeys.
You saw everybody? What kinds of things did you see at the zoo?
I don't remember.
Were there any animals there?
Uh-huh.
What kinds of animals did you see?
Monkeys and things.
Anything scary?
Yeah.
What's the scary animal?
The scariest was the shark.
The shark? Do they have sharks there?
I mean, they have whales there.
Whales? Uh-huh.
No whales.
No, they have the 10 killer whales.
Uh-huh. And what do they do?
And they have fish in the killer whales.
They do? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's because it's number 10 one.
Do they have any animals that have big, sharp teeth?
He has big, sharp teeth.
Who is that?
Killer whale.
No. But he's really a dinosaur.
Really?
Oh, do you mean a live dinosaur?
You mean like an alligator?
No, he's a tyrannosaurus.
Do they have tyrannosaurus at the zoo?
Alive.
They have skeletons, and they have Skeksis and Gelflings.
They do?
Yeah.
In cages?
Yeah.
Wow. What else do they have, Mark?
They're real.
They're real? Uh-huh.
Wow.
Do you have any other animals there?
They have real robots.
Real robots? Uh-huh. And what else? Do they have Jabba the Hutt?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you touch him?
And he's real.
Did you touch him?
No, he's pretend.
Oh, he's pretend. Did they have anything there that was real?
And he has his mouth open.
He's yucky.
And he has his mouth open.
Yeah, he's yucky, isn't he?
And I went in him.
What?
I went in his mouth.
Do you have any Ewoks at the zoo?
Yeah.
You do?
I said, Marky, it's a little cutie. And Ross said, I almost said wrong. And he said, he's a little hider. He's a little cute hider. Marky's been hiding. Yeah. Yes, Marky said that, I said, Mommy, Marky said you make popsicles into juice. He thinks that you make popsicles in the Kool-Aid. And I said, no. Yeah, I said, yeah, Mommy made them. And he said, no, me and my brother made it. And I said, oh, you and your brother are good cooks. And he said, yeah, so are you happy? And I said, sure, I'm happy. You're a good cook. Are you happy, Marky? You happy that you made good popsicles?
Are you happy?
Yes, I'm very happy.
Why?
Because you made a good Kool-Aid. Yes. Marky's bubbling his Kool-Aid, and he says, watch, I got some gas, 1, 2. This comes from the 1, 2 song, which is, they both have eyes, 1, 2. Where's the gas, Mark? You mean the bubbles in there? Air. That's called air, Mark. Ross was talking to Mark. He said, pick up your glass, Mark. And he would, Mark didn't seem to follow. And he said, pick it up, your glass, Mark. As if that was somehow clearer. Mark said, when are we going to play Feet Man? And Ross said, I decided I don't want to, Mark. That's the first time I've heard him make a refusal in that way. So obviously a pat refusal. I told Ross that at
I wanted him to come down and clean up the toys. He had just been playing dead a little bit early, and he said, don't you think that a person that is dead shouldn't have to come down and pick up the toys? Marty, just a minute, Marty said, cut me, and he meant cut my pancakes for me, and I started cutting him. And he said, then what he said, I didn't mean that by cut me. And then, so I cut his pancakes for him. What did you mean, Marty?
Daddy, I don't remember.
You don't remember?
Daddy, Mom, Daddy.
Okay. Now, Marty, Ross is telling you about Alibaba.
When that man got chopped up.
Into four pieces?
Yeah.
It wasn't very nice. It's a really hard...
But he got sewn up.
Sewn up again? But he was dead.
What?
He was dead.
Yeah,
he didn't come back to life. I just sewed him up to pretend... No, don't do that on your... Don't do a sticky... Yeah, sticky... I was playing that back and Martin said, I want to listen...
Of it?
All of it. I want to listen to... What did you say? I want to listen to it?
Yeah.
No, I want to listen to all of it. That was right. Ryan listened to all of it, right. Well, we'll hear it a little later, Mark, okay?
And that part with the sticky knife.
What?
Mm.
You can't talk with your mouth.
And that part with the sticky knife.
Mm-hmm. Ross wants to have a summer birthday party. He said, let's make sure we have it on... That we have it on a Friday before a Saturday. Let's make sure we don't go to school on Saturday. And I said, Ross, you've never gone to school on Saturday. He said, uh-huh, yes, we did. And I said, no, you never did. And he said, yeah, let's make sure that we keep track of the calendar. Of course, he's wrong about going to school on Saturday, but he's got a good idea about have to be careful to have him on the right days or something. He's just being careful about something. I asked Ross what was his favorite record yesterday. He said pancake. He evidently misunderstood.
Goliath.
I thought I meant food or something. And he said,
Daddy.
And then Marty said, Goliath?
Goliath is a bad guy.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I'll show you.
Want me to show you? They're all back there.
After school.
After
school. When you go to school, you've got to get in Stanley pool. All the time.
Okay. But Mom, when we finish my turn of the Jedi book, can I bring a record book without the book?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll bring David and Glass.
Which one would you like to bring?
I'll take David and Glass.
I'll take
Mikey said, I'm going to take the yucky tar. That's funny.
The rabbit and the tar.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take Peter Rabbit and the tar baby.
That's not right, is it, Ross? Brer Rabbit, Mark.
Brer.
Can you say Brer Rabbit?
Not Peter Rabbit.
Peter Rabbit?
I don't know the name.
Name is Brer Rabbit.
If I don't name Brer Rabbit, means Brother Rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
Come to
your house.
I'm
sorry. Peter Rabbit.
I want to find Burgesses.
And Peter Rabbit is his big brother.
Mm-hmm.
Marty is talking about visiting his preschool friends.
Thank you, Will.
Where did he go? Where did Jesse go?
To New York.
Yeah, to New York. What is he doing there?
He's having breakfast.
Breakfast in New York?
Yeah.
And when is he coming back?
Did he have breakfast in New York?
When
is he coming back?
He's coming back after we have another day.
Really?
That's when he's going to come back.
That's nice.
I think he's going to come back. And those, I think he's going to come back amazing.
Okay. I said, I want to do that again. I want to do what you already did. I just picked him up. And I said, I want to do that again. I want to do what you already did. Can you do it now? Monkey Ross said, while it's starting to melt, we'll eat the cherries. In other words, while the ice cream is melt, right? While we're waiting for the ice cream to melt, we'll eat the cherries. That's what I'm saying.
It's the morning of June 27th, I believe. 25th. And Ross said, Marky. He just woke up. Marky was down below. He said, Marky, we're going to live longer than all of our grandmas and grandpas or mommy and daddy. And are you going to live longer than grandma and grandpa?
Live longer life because we're still little kids.
We'll have a longer life because we're still little kids, as they say. And he said, great-grandpa is very lucky because he's almost 100 and he's not dead yet. Right, Russ? And Russ said, Daddy, what does awful mean? And I said, it's not a word. And he said, Joey says that. Russ said, Daddy, I thought you said that you were going to bring home some M&Ms last night. And I said, I did. You were asleep. And he said, why didn't you tell Mom to not let the boys go to sleep until you were here? Ross, I couldn't keep you from going to bed.
Mommy thinks you were going to the school.
Well, the other time you did.
I made you so you wouldn't go to sleep? That's silly. Ross said, would you up me down off of my bunk bed? And I said, no, I'm sleeping. He said, jeesh.
Daddy
and
he said,
and Marky came down and said, well, we're sleeping. And Ross said, well, can I have a duck? As if that was, oh, well, can I have a kitty? As if, you know, if I wouldn't do the first thing for him, could I do at least the second?
Daddy.
I'm sleeping. You want everything. You want everything, Ross.
What's my kitty, Mom? What pink mommy one? No, left.
Don't fight. Did you steal it, Ross? Ross, you stole it. Ross Alexander.
Take one.
Did you steal it from your brother? Did you pull it from him? Where's the other kitty? Well, wait a second, don't cry. What? Not a sausage, this cute little kitty?
I want a kitty.
Well, where's your duck? How about a duck? Ross could have a duck.
No.
Here, Ross, you can have a soft little duck. Well, what about this kitty right here? Mar.
I told Marky, I was playing around, I told Marky Ross, and he said, I'm not Rossy, because the littlest is Marky, and I'm the littlest, see? And he stood up and showed me how tall he was. You're the biggest boy, aren't you? Look here, here's our biggest boy, Mom.
Can I see?
My appointment
off until tomorrow.
See?
Marky said, everything's bigger than me, so I'm Marky. Okay, Marky.
Does Marky have big things? Everything.
I was getting the boys to brush, and I said, I was giving them a choice of their toothbrush. I said, who has green? And Ross says, mine is green.
I said, who wants green? I said, Ross said, mine is green. And then I said, yes, and Marky's is orange, kind of orange-brown. And Ross said, brownish orange, or how about orangish brown? Ross said, Daddy, do I have to wear them with socks? Referring to his tennis shoes. And I said, yeah, you have to. And he said, Dad, on days when I don't do anything, then I don't have to wear them with socks, because then we won't be going to the track and I don't have to have anything inside them.
Nothing, if somebody runs past me, nothing will get into it.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Ross, I told Ross. Ross had picked me up and I said, my hands are dirty. And I looked at him, oh, no, they're not dirty. And I picked him up and he said, but wet. They were wet. I said, I'm glad it's raining, aren't you? And I said, yeah, sure, because I don't have to water. And he said, no. I said, why? He said, because it cleans out the air. Yeah, it did clean out the air, Ross. It's much nicer now. Ross was telling about what Ben does when he wants something. He says when he wants to do a game, it's real horrible. He prayers. I think he said prayers to us. In other words, he begs to the kids to let him play the game, and he says he prayers. What does it mean to prayer to somebody? Well, tell me the whole story about what Ben does.
You have more than me in your mouth.
Is he finished? You've got more in on the thing. He's all finished. You can eat your M&Ms, and he doesn't have any more. You've got extra ones.
Yeah.
Well, what are those?
I have one, two, three.
What?
And he has a lot in his mouth.
You put those in your mouth and you'll have a lot.
I'm not.
Now you've got some and he doesn't have any. Now you've got some and he doesn't have any. Don't take them out, Mark. Don't take them out.
He's got a lot in his mouth.
Here, now, do you want to drink milk?
I got nine. You know what? One time when Fat Albert was... Who's that little kid? Russell.
Yeah.
Russell said to his big brother, he said, hey, I'm your big brother. You can't do this to me. You can't do this to me. And another time, he said, I'm a lamb. And he said,
oh, yeah.
And he said, no, Russell, you're Russell. And he said, how do you know I was Russell? And he said, because a lamb doesn't talk.
That's true. Yeah.
And it doesn't have legs.
What about little children that don't know how to speak yet? Are they lamps? How do you know they're not lamps?
Because they don't have lights. Because they don't have light bulbs in their mouth.
That because, is silly, isn't it?
Because they don't have... Because I don't have a mustache on my mouth.
You don't have a mustache, and you're still a person. Hmm. Not all people have to have mustaches on their mouths.
Yeah. And women aren't even supposed to have them.
They're not allowed to.
It's against the law.
Mm-hmm.
Only pretend.
Yeah, they can paint them on.
Yeah, but then they have to wash them off after they go to the party.
Right. God won't let them have mustaches.
No. Mm-hmm. Then no one would know who the other people were.
That's right. What about God?
He won't would say, God are won't you Brian? Are you Brian? Are you Brian? Are you Brian? Are you Brian?
Right. Everybody would look like Brian.
Yeah. And they would say, no, I'm not Brian. No, 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 no. And they would keep believing they were Brian.
They'd think everybody was Brian. And what if they all shaved him off? And they'd say, are you Ross? Are you Ross?
Yeah.
Are you Ross? They'd think everybody was Ross.
Yeah.
Because Ross doesn't have one.
And they'd say, are you Ross? Are you Ross? Are you Ross? And maybe Russell will come in and say, hey, am I Ross? And he will say, am I
wrong? No. Listen, you two. It's time to go to sleep. Give your father a kiss and say goodnight.
Thank you for... Yeah. Thank you for my food.
Okay, give me a kiss.
And you know what? You know what, Dad?
Good night.
Good night, Dad.
This seems so special to me today.
It is special today because I love you special. Mm. I've got special love for my voice.
Good night.
Good night, kid. Give me a kiss.
It's more special than that because you love me and you gave me M&M's. And then
Black Star figures.
Yeah.
Brand new Dr. Zeus book.
And because I'm thinking of Grandpa and Grandma's house.
Right now, you're gonna go visit with them. Okay, now, and you're thinking about going to bed now.